fireplace, and I raised the niece, and she come put the cow. He did all the way around the fireplace, made it so pretty in the hearth. And we still have fire. I still got a cast stove better, but if it ain't real cool, we don't mess with the gas. Mm-hmm. So, because there's plenty of wood here on the place.
How big a place do you have?
There's 120 acres all in all this here.
It's pretty good size.
This is the house we'll be on, close to Mr. You know, just where you got the oven, did you pass mm-hmm. Mr. When you turn a little dirt road and come down to our other place down.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's a man over there on the trailer, but nobody lives in the house. He's over there. He keeps up the place over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the fireplace. The part that the smoke goes up through, you call the...
Chimney.
Okay. And the thing that you lay the wood on.
Fire dogs.
Okay. And the thing up at the top.
Mantelpiece.
Okay. Have you ever heard any old-fashioned names for that?
I don't think
that's what you always call it.
Always call it, right?
Okay. And say if you're going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it?
We'll use lightered.
What's that?
That's rich wood.
Mm-hmm.
Dead wood. And then we use oak wood for a back log.
Uh-huh. What's the back log?
I made out of oak. Or pecan, anything you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Anything makes a good back log. And then you put that lighter down there, it keeps it running.
Okay.
You got a good hot fire, you got to get back.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Smut.
Any other name for that?
Not that I've ever heard.
Have you ever heard soot or smut?
Well, soot or smut, it's got two names.
Mm-hmm. But you always said smut.
Always said smut. That comes out of the stove too, see how it's got a flue up there, it goes up.
Uh-huh.
Put wood in there and burn it.
Is that a cook stove in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that's the cook stove, right. I cook breakfast, right. But I didn't want to fire it up, so I got the gas stove up in the corner. Sometimes my Sunday, we was cooking on both stoves. We had our dinner done at 9 o'clock, and we went to the cemetery. She don't get to come. Her parents is buried in that cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't get to come but once a year, so. Well, she helped me, and we got our dinner done. Went on down there and went around with all the cemetery. She got to see the graves and all.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you have to clean out of the fireplace?
Well, it's ashes.
Okay.
And you take an ash shovel to get it out.
And talking about things that you might have in a room, this thing that I'm sitting in is called a...
It was called a rocking chair.
Okay. And a thing that you might have in the living room for two or three people to sit on.
That's a couch, we call it.
Any other name?
Or settee. Some call them a settee, some call them a couch. Now, which would you say it was?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. Either one's all right. I got two in mine, one on each side.
Uh-huh. You ever heard another name for that?
I don't think so.
Sofa?
Yeah, some people do call them sofas, don't they? Sofa, settee, or what else? Something else.
Couch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what might you have in a bedroom to put your clothes in?
Well, I have one of these cedar. All right, you'd call them a, what'd you call them anyway? The chain goes in with two doors.
I don't know.
I call it a cedar chest. No, it ain't a cedar chest, is it? It's a wardrobe.
Okay.
That's what it is.
It's got two...
Two doors.
Two doors to
mm-hmm.
it?
And a place to hang clothes, you know, this
uh-huh.
one. And then the bottom where you can put something else in if you want to.
Does it have shelves or drawers in the bottom?
Well, I got... Does she have them? No. I got two. I got one in the bed, one in that bedroom. No, they don't have no drawers or nothing.
Mm-hmm. What, does it have a mirror to it?
Mm-hmm. The dresser does, but not them.
Mm-hmm. What else do you remember having in a house like that?
Well, just the bed.
Mm-hmm. What about
dresser and quilts?